In this week's parsha, after the Chet HaEgel, Kadosh Baruch Hu informs Moshe about the Chet HaEgel, and Moshe davens an extraordinary tefillas, tefillah after tefillah, to bring Klal Yisrael to the point of not only the Bershom not destroying Klal Yisrael because of the Chet HaEgel, but actually receiving the matana of the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, which will be used throughout the Darus to be a source of Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. There is just a horror to think about. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's beyond the Chet HaEgel, beyond anything which such a concept, dominates for Klal Yisrael in an extraordinary way. His reaction could have been, what's their problem? How can they do such a thing? Now, obviously, he's still going to daven for Klal Yisrael because he loves Klal Yisrael and he cares about Klal Yisrael. And even though he's upset at their chet, which you see, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he destroys the luchos, the strong message, what they've done is totally inappropriate, and it's something. But at the same time, to have the ability to daven from the depths of his being to get this Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, which Rashi talked about in Parshas Ekev, that this was 40 days of tefillah for Klal Yisrael, and then to get to even this special Yeshua which comes beyond means Moshe Rabbeinu had to have had his whole being into this. There's no part of his being which is working with a tain on Klal Yisrael. Now, how could that be that he has no tainas on Klal Yisrael? A person of that stature, of that madrega, would seemingly not be able to relate to our weaknesses and our difficulties and our chesrinus, and he'll have a mokum taina. But you see from the psukim that that's not so. That Moshe Rabbeinu's ability as a leader for Klal Yisrael is to be able to get into the mind of Klal Yisrael as much as he's removed from that, to get into the mind of Klal Yisrael, and as it were, understand their challenge, and not walk around with tainas and Klal Yisrael. This ha'ara is an interesting ha'ara. I once heard a word from Rabbi Zev Lev that there's a concept in Chazal called poisel b'muma poisel, or the flip side of that is that the Baal Shem Tov says that a person who's totally removed from Aveira, that he has no sheikhas any, this Aveira at all, will not only not do the Aveira, but he can't even witness the Aveira. It'll be beyond him to be witnessed. So a person sees an Aveira, or some manifestation of an Aveira, he should take that as a sign that he has shaykhus to this Aveira in some way. The scenario which he gave was that he one time saw Chilul Shabbos, and he'd never seen Chilul Shabbos in his life, and he was in no way ever Mechalul Shabbos. It means that he did no way even reduce the Kedush of Shabbos in any way. So how is that possible that he should witness Chilul Shabbos? And he realized that the Zohar says that a Talmid Chacham is like Shabbos, and one time he saw that people being mezalz on a Talmid Chacham and he wasn't Meicha, so that's why he was able to witness Chilul Shabbos. Otherwise he couldn't imagine he should even witness Chilul Shabbos. He was so far removed from Chilul Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu, how could he, as it were, have the shaykhus? The answer is Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader. Moshe Rabbeinu is the person who's responsible for Klal Yisrael. So even though he personally has no shaykhus, but he has shaykhus to every member of Klal Yisrael. As much as he has shaykhus to every member of Klal Yisrael, and he's connected to them and they're connected to him, he looks at them as part of himself. So he's not removed from it. And he understands that he has the responsibility and he has to. How can Moshe Rabbeinu do that? Through the midah of Noitzer Bolim Chaveiro. That he was able to totally connect. Not only focus inward on himself, but focus outwards. So, kol ha'poisel b'muma poisel. If you, as it were, say that means you have some shaykhus to it. Rabbi Lev suggested that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that Aaron would feel bad. It means Moshe Rabbeinu was feeling if the tables would be turned, he would feel bad. But later on, when Aaron is appointed to be the kohen in Parshas Tetzaveh, there's no Moshe Rabbeinu. It's only Atzah. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. Moshe Rabbeinu loses the kahuna because Shlach Lomba Yatishlach, and he gets it, as it were, but when he comes to the Maisa of giving it over, he's so rectified himself that he has no shaykhus to that that time anymore. That's not how he is. So Moshe Rabbeinu, vis-a-vis his personal life, was totally removed. He was able to take himself out of the picture totally. When he took himself out of the picture, he was able to see Klal Yisrael's picture. And from that vantage point, he understood the chesroness and the difficulties of Klal Yisrael, and he was able then to be misakin for Klal Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.